Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of March 2018. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has extended the condonation of delay scheme CODS 2018 up to the 30th of April 2018. The MCA has introduced this scheme, giving an opportunity for the non-compliant defaulting companies to rectify the default. Ministry of Finance has notified the Finance Act 2018 applicable with effect from the 1st of April 2018. Supreme Court has said that prisoners cannot be kept in jail like animals, after it was informed that many of the over 1,300 prisons across the country were overcrowded, even to the extent of more than 600%. Supreme Court has barred courts from evaluating technical bids submitted by companies to buy contracts for public works. Supreme Court has directed the temples in Mathura and Vrindavan to donate all flowers offered to them to shelter homes for widows and destitute women, hoping that this would improve the livelihood of such women in the two cities. Bombay High Court has held while hearing a criminal appeal that it cannot proceed on the footing that the Scheduled Castes and the Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act 1989 is abused in every case. Madras High Court has upheld orders of the state government and the Pollution Control Board directing an ice factory, which was in existence for about 5 decades at Tiruvatrai, to close down forthwith. Bombay High Court has directed a private medical college to pay 20 lakh rupees as compensation to a student who was denied admission to an MBBS course despite being meritorious. Bombay High Court has directed the sale of 6 ships operated by Varun Resources, India's largest operator of liquefied petroleum gas (LPG) carriers, now financially insolvent. Bombay High Court has directed the University Grants Commission, UGC, to declare the second semester results of 40 students pursuing a course in optometry that have remained pending since last year. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, IRDAI, has exempted 24 schemes of insurance from goods and services tax, GST, regime for insurance and entrusted the insurance firms to pass those benefits to the customers. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has amended the IBBI, Insolvency Resolution Process for Corporate Persons, Regulations, 2018 to fix a time frame for identifying resolution applicants. Reserve Bank of India has changed the methodology used by debt market players, including banks and primary dealers, for valuation of securities, especially government securities.